He was burying
the
it.
Plums. Is he, that he burying what? It. Yeah, that's him. That's him burying a bunch of like supplies, and then he goes back after what's destroyed to go fetch him.
What a smart cat. I would have never thought of that.
I'm assuming just, I don't know, maybe that was a common thing to do in World War II Japan. I don't know.
Probably. I'm guessing because, like, what he does later in the movie, I'm guessing there was a lot of raids, in the sense, not raids, a lot of people being robbed during
probably
these raids, because just like he does later in the movie, because no one's there and everyone's just like he does later.
So
I'm guessing that's probably why they bury their stuff. Plus, I guess if their house gets
down, it wouldn't get destroyed.
It's
underground. It wouldn't get destroyed. Yeah, it'd be protected. Yeah, you would just have to, like, you know, dig through a bunch of rubble, which would suck. But I guess that's why you put it in the backyard, like he did.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just find it really stressful, them, like, running around, like, trying to, like, collect their shit so they can, like, get to the shelter because, like, a bombing is happening. Like, that part was, I found very stressful. And that animation, too, when the bombs start coming down and they all hit the ground and they all bounce around and stuff, that was very stressful and very well done.
So fucking wild. I mean, there's people just running in 20 different directions, yelling and screaming. Yeah. You know, he's carrying his little sister on his back.
They're trying to get to their mom, who already left.
They're trying to get to the shelter where their mom is at. But of course, chaos. It's complete chaos.
Yeah, everyone's running. It's too chaotic. They can't get there.
There's no structure to it. I mean, how could there be? Like, you see a raid, like...
Yeah, and well, it seems like as the movie, later on in the movie, it seems like they do this a lot, where they do raid alarms, you know what I mean? Like, they do, like, oh, there's going to be a bombing, but I think only, like, a plane is in the vicinity or something like that, right? It's just a precaution, it seems like. But this time, it was actually real, and it just completely, you know, it destroys the village, I mean, which are... incendiary bombs, right? Like, just torching the village, and they're not able to get to the shelter, so I think they go to the school or something like that. They have to go somewhere else.
They go somewhere else. Yeah, I can't remember exactly where they go.
Well, they kind of hang out on that little gutter area on the outskirts of town, and they kind of have like a conversation, right? And I think even like he has like the candy there with him to give to his sister Seda. And and they're just kind of like, they're walking around kind of like worried about their mom and stuff. And, you know, the whole like sky is like, you know, just lit up and it's orange and filled with smoke. And it just, it sucks.
Yeah, I've spent a little bit of time reading about the Pacific invasion and specifically the type of bombs that they used before they used the nuclear bombs. And the way these bombs were built, they weren't really built to explode necessarily, which you kind of see in the
film.
No, they're not made to like create explosions. They're made to start fires. And at the time, Japan was just a really flammable country because a lot of the building material that they used was very flammable. So there's a lot of like incredibly horrible stories of these sort of bombings, which were much more intense than, say, the ones in Germany or Britain, because partly because it's just the structure is much more flammable and the technology had increased over the couple of years to the point where like these are extremely dangerous bombs and they weren't very precise in their dropping. And you can see that like
they bounce around.
They weren't like, you know, missile seeking or anything like that. And most importantly, they weren't really being dropped on military bases. They were just, as in this case,
they're dropping
just,
villages. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just dropping them. They're on
destroying like,
villages.
Just like very innocent villages. Yeah. It's pretty terrible. Yeah. Just the whole destruction of the city and everyone getting hurt and stuff is very concerning. It's pretty terrible to see. And I mean, yeah, you get those great, like, still, you know, drawings of, like, he's looking at his village and it's just destroyed. Like, there's nothing left standing.
Yeah. Some beautifully dark images with just the black clouds of smoke and the fire rising up. And it reminds me of
They show corpses too. They show corpses too.
It's not a film you want to show children. It's a pretty
Film. Maybe it would be the best movie. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it's like it's a dark movie, but it's like, what, are you just gonna act like it never happened? You know, this is probably like, this isn't like a, like a Princess Mononoke kind of fantasy movie. It's a very much a real foreboding movie, you know what I mean, that gets the point across. It gets the point across, at least when it comes to like the atrocities at that time.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree. And these visuals are very reminiscent of watercolor paintings, especially kind of like Renoir and those sorts, especially like the way water moves and the way clouds move and the smoke, just very dark and foreboding.
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah. Well, yeah, just like I said, this whole part of the beginning is great. And yeah, this, so yeah, it's like, you know, like it's clear too in this section that they're very close, brother and sisters. Mm-hmm. They're close. They love each other. They're taking care of each other. It's clear from the beginning there, the extent of their relationship. And then they go to the elementary school, which of course is another very difficult scene. This whole beginning is just like a bunch of very difficult scenes
to go through
where they go there and they're like, yo, like your mom, she's injured. It's like, she's injured. Okay. Injured is a very, I don't know if they in the subtitles it says injured. I don't know if they say that in the dub. But that woman, that random woman comes up to him and says, and he like goes there and she is just completely mummified, essentially.
It's awful. I mean, she's wrapped from head to toe in bandages and all you can see are her eyes, which another great
like
animation.
One eye.
Yeah. Like you can see the emotions in these people's eyes, which I don't know how you do that with animation, but it's powerful. And
yeah, it's he can't talk to her. She's completely like, she must have, you know, she's immolated, you know, probably caught on fire, just terrible, just disgusting. And you know, it's like it feels pretty real, you know. It doesn't feel too fantastical. Yeah, it's just terrible. And I think they just dump her, right? Like, I think she dies because it's like they don't have anything like there in terms of medical supplies to help his mom.
Yeah, he has a conversation with, I guess you can call him the doctor or whatever, but he's basically like, she needs to go to a hospital. Like, we can't take care of her. The things that she needs and requires are far away, and we need to get her there as soon as possible. And so he's like, okay, we're gonna take her there. But lo and behold, when they attempt to move her, there's like maggots and flies all over her.
I think she's dead. Yeah,
she's dead, which we learn in a couple of scenes after that, which is a nice way of telling that, because before that scene, they have to go to their aunt's house because their father is in the Navy and their mother is at this point, they believe, sick. And when they're riding on the train, it opens on an image of another young man holding a jar, which we, of course, realize is ashes. And then we pull back to the brother and sister with the little sister napping on his lap. And the very next scene, we see him holding a similar jar, which is how we learned the mother did indeed pass away. I mean, I guess you could kind of infer it from the maggots and flies
right. I think
flying all
dead,
over, but they don't say it specifically. But he also doesn't tell his aunt or his sister at first. He kind of tries to hide it from them.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, it sucks. And so pretty much, you know, their mom is dead, they're basically alone, right? Like, and like you said, they got to go to their aunt.